Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nananatili nga pong sentro ng coronavirus outbreak ang Northern Beaches sa Sydney, kung saan umabot na sa 70 ang naitalang kaso. Ayon sa New South Wales Health, kumakalat na rin ito sa iba pang bahagi ng lungsod. Narito ang buong detalye. Isinailalim sa 4 na araw na lockdown ang Sydney's Northern Beaches hanggang sa araw ng Miyerkules. Ang mga residente sa lugar ay maaari lamang lumabas kung nagtatrabaho, mag-ehersisyo, bibili ng pagkain at mangangalaga sa may sakit. Ayon kay Premier Gladys Berejiklian, kailangan itong gawin para makontrol ang pagkalat ng virus ngayong magpapasko.
That is to give all of us a chance to have a better Christmas than what would otherwise occur. So I want to thank the people of the Northern Beaches for their patience, but I also want to stress to them that from 5 o'clock today until midnight on Wednesday, they'll be asked to stay at home unless for the 4 essential reasons.
Pinapakiusapan din ang mga residente ng Northern Beaches na magpa-test sa alinman sa 10 pop-up clinics na itinalaga sa lugar. Halos 5,000 katao naman ang sumailalim sa COVID-19 test kahapon, pero kinailangan pa nilang maghintay ng matagal sa pila. Isa si Don Dawson at ang kanyang anak sa pumila ng ilang oras para sa test, pero inabot pa ng closing time ng testing center.
Sat in the car for 3.5 hours and then obviously wasn't very happy, and I've come home and I just am so reluctant to sit for that length of time again. It's a bit unreasonable when people are waiting that long and trying to do the right thing and that occurs. So there should be some contingency for this.
Ilang simbahan na rin ang hindi na nagpapasok ng mga tao bago pa inanunsyo ang bagong lockdown rules. Ayon kay John Green ng Australian Hotels Association sa New South Wales, maagang umaksyon o naging proactive ang buong komunidad.
We've got 17 hotels across the Northern Beaches area, and they put their hands up and they offered to voluntarily shut just to try and do as much as they could to try and limit the spread of this virus. And for a few days of pain, we're hopeful that there'll be a good outcome at the end and we'll have a good Christmas.
Umakyat na sa 70 ang kaso ng mga nagkasakit at kumalat na rin sa mga mall sa Bondi Junction at Cronulla, maging sa public transport ang virus. Inatasan ni Premier Berejiklian ang lahat ng nasa Greater Sydney na sundin ang lahat ng pag-iingat, habang inaalam pa ang pinagmula ng 2 kaso na kanilang iniimbestigahan.
Please, do not go out tonight or the next few days unless you really have to. Do not go to the Northern Beaches if you live outside the Northern Beaches, unless you absolutely must, and limit your activities. So we're just asking people to be sensible and to use their common sense to make sure that if there is any seeding outside of the Northern Beaches, that we identify it and get that under control.
Pinaniniwala ang nagmula ang outbreak sa isang pasahero na dumating sa Australia noong December 1 mula sa United States at nagpositibo ito sa virus noong December 10. Ayon kay Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, ang nasabing pasahero ang itinuturing nilang na patient zero.
And the molecular genomic testing of the viruses suggests that that's where it probably started. So in a sense, that's patient zero.
Ipinapayo naman sa lahat ang pagsusuot ng mask sa public transport, lalo na at marami pa rin ang pasaway at hindi sumusunod dito. Ayon sa isang residente mula Cronulla, si Greg McCarthy, mabuti na ang nag-iingat kaysa magkasakit.
I'd like to see more people wearing masks in public spaces, I think, until we understand this virus a little bit better and how to control it. I think it's better to be the safe than sorry.
Patuloy naman na binabantayan ng buong bansa ang coronavirus situation sa New South Wales. Mas mahigpit ang border restrictions na ipinapatupad ngayong araw sa mga galing sa Greater Sydney at Central Coast ng New South Wales. Ang Victoria, Northern Territory, Western Australia, Tasmania at Australian Capital Territory ay nagpapatupad ng 14 days quarantine sa mga babiyahe mula sa nasabing lugar. Ayon kay Professor Brett Sutton, dapat ilagay sa high alert ang Victoria at inaasahang tataas pa ang bilang ng kaso mula sa New South Wales.
The obvious other concern is that there are just a number of exposure sites where infectious people have been with a number of contacts, casual or close contacts who might develop illness over coming days. That's another significant concern.
Maraming holiday plans naman ang hindi natuloy dahil sa mga bagong restrictions. Marami ang dismayado at nalungkot, lalo na at hindi nila mabibisita ang mga mahal sa buhay ngayong magpapasko.
My son won't be coming down for Christmas now because he's in the Sunshine Coast. So a lot of people have had to cancel their trips away and everything. So what can you do?
You just cry it out.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Karishma Lutheria para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.